Lately, I have watched with deep concern a number of instances that have unfolded into frustration, heartache, and seeming hopelessness. I speak today to those who suffer with pain and who are aching with grief, anger, and guilt. What I say also applies to those who will yet pass through periods of anguish and difficulty. When we were little, many of us repeated a verse that began, "I wish that there were a wonderful place called the land of beginning again, where all our mistakes and all our heartaches and all of our poor selfish grief could be dropped like a shabby old coat at the door and never put on again." Well, the land of beginning again does not exist in a geographical location, but there is a specific spiritual position from which we can all start anew, shedding our pains, guilt, and sorrows. Let us travel there this morning. The ancient prophet Jeremiah was in his house one day and heard the word of the Lord saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter, so he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, "O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel." The Lord explained to Jeremiah that when we make mistakes, as ancient Israel was making, we can take what we have marred and begin again. The potter did not give up and throw the clay away just because he had made a mistake. And we are not to feel hopeless and reject ourselves. Yes, our task is to overcome our problems. Take what we have and are and start again. Some of you who are listening have sinned in ways that are significant, embarrassing, and destructive. Yet by following the simple instructions given by the Master, talk with your bishop when necessary, and begin again as a renewing person. Recently, some of you have placed your money in an investment that has proven to be unwise or unprofitable. Now is the opportunity for you to begin again. Don't let a mistake injure you twice, as it does if you harbor a past wrong or injustice and let anger destroy you. Some of you have hurt another, bringing pain, fear, and heartache to them. Now is the time to go and express sorrow for what you have done. Beg their forgiveness, and whenever possible, restore that which has been taken. When? Now. It is God's design that we pay our obligations. In the Doctrine and Covenants, he asks us, "Behold, it is my will that you shall pay your debts." At the peak of its power, the Greek Empire sprawled from the Mediterranean basin on the west to what is present-day India on the east. Through military strength, the Greeks had conquered countless city-states and nations. They honored their bravest men, but also hallowed the site at which the tide of battle turned. They marked that single spot on the plain of conflict where a small victory had made the ultimate triumph inevitable. At that place, they pushed a piece of stone or a pile of captured weapons into an upright position. They called the marker a trophy. In the language of the ancient Greeks, the word trophy meant a turning. Is now a time for a trophy in your life? In the battles that you are fighting, should you erect a monument to show that you have turned and that your life will be different now? Remember, all problems do not keel over as Goliath did before David. All battles do not end as dramatically as the one fought at Cumorah. All miracles are not as immediate as when Joseph Smith blessed the sick on the banks of the Missouri River. But problems do go away, battles are won, and miracles do occur in the lives of us all. In Deuteronomy 7 and 22, the Lord described his battle plan for purifying Israel in this way. "And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee, little by little." Victory often does come, little by little. Let me suggest the steps necessary to turn our lives in a new direction. The business of life is to climb higher, the divine step to repent. Repentance means to find a better way and to follow it. First, eliminate from our thinking and our vocabulary the phrase, "If only I had done something differently." If only Samson had known the results of his association with Delilah, he would have never made that first visit. If only Sidney Rigdon had been able to foresee his pathetic end, he might have humbled himself and stayed with the church. If only the rich man could have seen beyond the grave, he might have started praying sooner. But only in hell did he become a praying man. If only you had not gone on that date or taken that trip or made that investment or met that person, your life might have been different. All of us can waste precious time by saying, "What if I had not done something or other?" Brothers and sisters, what if is not an appropriate statement if we really want to start again. Let us face head on where we are and where we want to be and not dwell on the what ifs of yesterday. Second, do not wait for tomorrow to begin again. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Today is the day for each of us to erect those monuments on our own battlefield and mark the place where we begin again. One of the reasons we have of conferences is to learn how to be better. Third, resolve to live the gospel of Jesus Christ in its entirety. For you shall live by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. Many people live the gospel according to themselves. That is self-deception. There is only one true gospel. We may alter it or tint it with our own notions, but if we will adhere to the pure teachings of Jesus Christ, we will eliminate many of the rationalizations that lead to problems. The menu has only one entree. To pick and choose which of God's precepts to live is satanic self-centeredness. Integrity is the foundation of our lifestyle. Fourth, face reality. Sometimes we wish we could fly from our troubles. King David did. He had been a good man, but he engulfed himself in great difficulties. It seemed to be more than he could bear. One day he cried, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest." His guilt-fired emotions had gained the upper hand. He wanted to get away from everything. Some try to fly away physically, and others try to do it emotionally. That does not solve problems. The only true escape route is marked with the sign, personal responsibility. Remember, the Savior said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He invited us to learn of him and take his yoke upon us. Fifth, don't begin again partially. Be complete. Otherwise, you may be patching up an old article of clothing with a little piece of new material. The old fabric will not hold. As Jesus said, "No man putteth a piece of new cloth into an old garment. The rent is made worse." Don't patch. Begin a whole new life. The wealthy young man was unwilling to give all, to follow the master totally, and so he went away sorrowful and was never heard from again. Sixth, be open and candid in your relationship with others. So many of life's difficulties are brought about by being double-minded. Let us learn to say it as it is. Think of Peter's extreme discomfort when the master addressed him after Peter had been teaching a false concept. "Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of man." And from that moment, Peter was a greater disciple. The person who is open and honest will be vindicated. Time is his friend. Trust is his reward. Last, and perhaps the hardest of all, forgive. Paul said, "To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also." Certainly part of beginning again is to love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Bless them which curse you. And pray for them which despitefully use you. Paul reinforced this admonition when he said, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men." Revenge has no place in the life of a person who has found the land of beginning again. Yes, so much of heartaches and grief eventually do become blessings. There are earthly instructions and conditions as spiritually. Even if we cannot understand the whys of our tribulations, we can still turn to God and rededicate our lives to his safekeeping. Yes, he who doeth the works of righteousness shall receive his reward, even peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come. And this I say humbly in the worthy name of Jesus Christ, our Master. Amen.